Valley News time right now, 24 and a half past six. Time for Jake's Day. Sir, good morning. Jake Bielman. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Jay. What is on my mind is that trailer for Joker Faliadu dropped last night, and let me tell you, it was quite impressive. I am really excited to see it. Did you see it, Jay?
No. You sent it. I appreciate it. I will take a look at it through the show.
Definitely check it out. There is a shot at the end of the trailer, which is already, I think, probably going to be one of the best shots in the entire movie. It's very similar to the ending of the first movie, where he smiles, but this time instead of blood on his face, it's with lip gloss from Lady Gaga. It's actually really impressive. I just think the casting is going to be awesome. It being a musical again, we'll see. We'll see how that plays into the overall grand aspect of the movie, but I'm excited to see it. And I do have some other movie news. So I was just reading something off of a People's magazine, and this is going off other news sites, including like Fox and CBS, NBC. It's talking about how now we remember how there was the fatal shooting on the Rust set. If we remember, Alec Baldwin accidentally shot a cinematographer.
Yeah.
And recently there was a one of his prosecutors stated that he had no control over his own emotions on set. And when I read that, it kind of confused me because, I mean, of course,
that Alec Baldwin had no control?
Yes, that's what the prosecutor said. It said that Alec Baldwin, him, had no control over his own emotions on set. It being after the shooting itself accidentally happened. Now, I want to know, what is your thought on that when you hear that,
well,
Jay?
Well, my thought is, here's the deal. You have the armorer who was convicted of charges, right? What was it, second-degree manslaughter, whatever it was. Alec Baldwin is the executive producer of this movie, okay? Alec Baldwin is kind of the overall manager of a set. When you're an executive producer, you run the entire set. You have to know every facet of what is going on within the confines of that set. I'm talking about even what you're having for lunch, even what's given out for lunch, okay? I mean, you got to know how many vegetables are given out for lunch on that set. He has to know everything. He has to know exactly what's going on, especially with the weaponry. Must check those bullets. I mean, come on. You're an executive producer. To me, there's negligence involved here. Is it equate to jail time? Probably not, but there's negligence involved on his end. Bottom line.
I do agree.
Bottom line, you run the set, you're an executive producer, you're starring in the thing and everything else. You are in charge. Okay, you're in charge. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, it's almost like with this program that we do every morning. Now, you do a phenomenal job and everything else, but I kind of oversee everything. And if something happens, guess what? I'm the guy they look to. I'm responsible, no matter what. And listen, that's how it is. If you are labeled that, you are responsible. You are held accountable. And there has to be some accountability on Alan Bowles as far as the death of Elena Hutchins.
Absolutely. And exactly as you said, him being the executive producer, he has to know everything. And he should have been, I guess, more in communication, of course, with the gun manager. They should have really went over everything, if not three times, go over it 10 times. And
absolutely. I mean, you're rehearsing a scene in that church. I mean, every angle, facet of that scene has to be deciphered in a critical way. I mean, you're handling a weapon, crying out loud. And then he goes, well, I didn't pull the trigger. Maybe he had that famous interview with George Stephanopoulos. I didn't pull the trigger. Stephanopoulos goes, you didn't pull the trigger? No, I didn't pull the trigger. Listen, responsibility means a lot, okay? And he has to be held accountable. That's just me. Again, I'm not a lawyer. That's my take. Anyway, good job there, my friend. Hey, we got a good show. Do you bring up actors and everything? You ever hear of a guy by the name of Doug Ray Scott?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Mr. John Gifford has. He's been in a slew of films. I loved him in Taken 3, I think, with Liam Neeson, if you remember.
Yes, yes.
He played the bad guy. He was, I think, married to Liam Neeson's ex-wife, Pamke Jensen. Anyway, he's coming on the show today. Can you believe this? Doug Ray Scott is coming on the show. He's got a new movie out. They called me and said, bring him on. He's a good actor. You know, it's funny. He's one of those guys where you know the name, but you can't place the face. And when I saw the face, I said, wait a minute. This guy, I've seen him all over the place. Been in Mission Impossible movies and everything else. He's got a new movie out. Doug Ray Scott will be with us for a couple of minutes. How about that? Also, we got Bill Trachman coming on with a Boeing mess. You'll hear from Carol Lieberman on the verdict regarding the sentencing of the two parents in Michigan. The 15-year-old who shot four kids, killed them, and they got their just desserts. We'll go over that with Carol a little bit later on. Of course, great Craig Parentino as well with the financials. All that! It is a busy show. Mr. Jacob Bieler, well done there. How about that? You like that lineup? Good stuff?
Right. I do like that lineup.